Gary, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw,
we would be really awesome.
We
everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the
case. Would want to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so.
No one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
And 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
We'll be right back.
Driver bands you're very familiar with around the way. Well, welcome to the program. My name is Angele Wood. I hosted On the Town with Mikey D several years ago, and it's pretty nice to be back here. It's changed a little, and there's a little bit of a curve learning their digital system, but we'll get there. We opened the program with Waltham. Waltham's getting the band back together, and we're throwing a summertime party. It happens in August at the Sinclair. Some of the bands, or probably most of the bands who are playing that show, I'll play tonight on the program. It is August 3rd, the Sinclair. Waltham Set Fire, this year's Rock and Roll Rumble champions, thank you very much. Abby Barrett, Old Jack, Corner Soul, all Rock and Roll Rumble alum, and all of you, of course. All right, I have 3 hours to fill with rock and roll. Graveyard of the Atlantic are here. They're going to play at 10:30. I have special guests. Megan Tracy of Megan Tracy and the Misconnections is going to talk about their record preview show tomorrow at the Burren in Somerville. We're going to talk about the making of what it is like to be Megan Tracy. Megan will play some songs on the show and will possibly preview a couple of numbers off the forthcoming record. And that's not all. I'm going to fill it with even more craziness that I have been known to do during summer sessions on Boston Emissions. Chuck and Ronnie from Above the Basement Podcast are here. So we're going to talk about what they do. So enjoy. You, of course, can listen to the show online as well, WMFO.org. And this is 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's such a blast to be here. Walter Sickert in the Army of Broken Toys. Yes, it's a Bjork cover. ¶¶
said, give us two cold beers, with tears in his eyes. Bartender said, hey son, you're gonna be okay. He said, I'll be just fine, but baby, life sure gets strange. Why can't you be shallow every once in a while?
the band Watts. Rock and roll, all done with rock and roll. We heard a whole ton of stuff in there. Justine and the Unclean, Sidewalk Driver, Test Meat, The Rationals, Walter Sickert and the Armored Brook and Toys, Haley Jane and the Primates. Thanks in large part to Chuck and Ronnie, who are here from Above the Basement podcast, and you are handing me music. Because the digital system that I thought would be up and running is not. So we're a team tonight.
You're doing just fine.
We're a team tonight.
I love that.
And so, I haven't done that since college. Like go through CDs and pull out stuff I want people to hear.
And you have like 20 seconds left.
That
and you're
was
like,
fun.
This disc isn't working. Yeah. It's fun. That's what live radio is all about.
That's right.
And that's what's happening tonight.
It's happening.
So my name is Angel Wood. I host a show called Boston Emissions. Been doing radio for a really long time. And I hosted this show for a period of time. And it's great to be back here. And part of the reason why I wanted to come and do On the Town once, well, there was an opening. Our dear Pam has moved north. And I thought, I have an idea. Let's do a show live. Have a bunch of guests on, because I'm crazy like that, you guys. I'm crazy like that. When the summer sessions first started, when I would just have a bunch of bands on the show,
yeah,
and there would be like sometimes 20 people in the studio. So there's only two of you, so we have to fill it up.
Good. Should we start singing now?
Yeah, if you want. So Above the Basement podcast started when?
2016. The idea was born, I guess, in late 2015, inspired by something that my friend here, Ronnie Hirschberg, he started a singer-songwriter series called the Deer Mountain. What's it called again?
Deer Mountain Songwriter Series.
Exactly. What you said.
So that's
you were right.
He fills in the blanks for me that way, and that entailed having local singer-songwriters go up, play some music. Ron had a separate band. Ron and I already are in a band called the Butler Frogs that we play together. That's how we know each other. But these musicians would go up, say a few words, and I thought, you know, these musicians, they're doing a lot of different things other than music to try and make music their life, whether it be teaching or whatever it is. So it'd be interesting to get their stories. And so I decided to start a podcast, and you know, Ron's smarter than me, so I wanted to have the brains.
Yeah, he also saw that the Deer Mountain Songwriter Series was briskly fading into existence, into non-existence.
That's right. You kind of faded it out, but it wasn't your fault. You did a nice job with it.
Thank you, Chuck.
Where was your series?
This was at Framingham and Amazing Things.
Okay.
And the Acton Jazz Cafe.
Was it jazz stuff or was it everything stuff?
No, there was some jazz, but there was a lot of rock, singer, songwriter, bluesy stuff. All, you know, original stuff.
And
so
I played
we backed them. Yeah, Chuck played guitar on it.
Is that how the two of you met?
No, well, we met at an open mic and we started a band together. So he's our
We met player. At a bar in Concord, Massachusetts at Main Streets.
Yes.
I looked over at him. He was playing guitar.
Yeah, that's enough.
I brought my guitar and we started hanging out.
It's a match made.
It was nice.
He's a good guitarist. He is. I mean, a piano player.
So fast forward, here we are two and a half years later that you've been building your digital library of interviews.
Right.
How many people have you spoken to?
Well, we have 139 episodes.
Wow.
We just talked to our good friends and yours, Circus Trees.
Nice.
They were awesome. We talked to them on Monday night. And so it's been, I mean, while we could say we've had 139 guests, it's been kind of more than that because sometimes we've had like two different people on at the same time.
Mm-hmm. We try to publish every week though. Chuck does a stand up, bang up job, does a lot of editing.
I do.
Every day.
Did you know how to edit? Did you have a little bit of audio prowess before this?
Tiny bit. I was in a band in New Jersey, and we kind of taught ourselves how to do Pro Tools. I was in a band called Northern Point. And so I knew a little bit about Pro Tools. When I started recording Above the Basement, we were using GarageBand, and the editing process for GarageBand is not great.
I've never attempted it. I know that it's sort of the go-to
Well, it's free. It's part of your, so that makes it great. And Pro Tools isn't inexpensive, but thank you. Look. Oh, swag.
Oh, thanks, Joel.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And so I knew enough to edit it. And, you know, it's a podcast. You don't have to edit too much.
Unless I go on and I swear.
I kept all that in.
Like a sailor.
I kept it in.
Oh,
Okay. It's all good. You're just explicit. It's all good. It's all good. We're going to make it.
Circus Trees. I swear a lot outside of my little radio world.
Circus Trees is going to be explicit.
Really?
It is. I was proud of them.
That was a little awkward.
The seventh grader. It wasn't awkward. No, they were awesome.
These are three sisters. Mm-hmm. They're 13, 15, and 17.
That's a cool story. I bet they have a cool story to tell.
And yeah, very cool their story. Dad is there as their manager. They come from Marlboro, Massachusetts. They're just fantastic. They just have a soul about them, and they rock. They're good.
They're really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But so, that aside, so 139 episodes, and it's kind of morphed into us talking to singer-songwriter, local musicians. We've talked to, we've kind of expanded that. We've talked to the Chief of Arts and Culture, Kara Elliott Ortega. We've talked to Madeline Stasinski, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. She runs Zoomix. We've talked to wonderful DJs like yourself. So it's really kind of encompassing people who have risen above the hole in their basement to bring their art into the world, whatever that art may be.
Who are you most surprised that agreed to an interview? Because you've had some sort of highfalutin guests in there.
Yeah, so who are we most surprised?
Who are you most surprised that, yeah, I'll do that?
I would guess Jewel would be one.
Yeah, that was surprising.
That was surprising.
The singer-songwriter Jewel.
Yeah, so if they're coming through town, we'll ask.
Yeah.
John Hyatt said yes. Then he had to cancel last minute just because, this is what it is. But they said yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised that Leland Sklar said yes.
Yeah, we went to London for that.
He's a bass player who's played on 3,000 albums over 40 years. He was James Taylor's first bass player.
He looks like Dumbledore. He's got that big long
beard. Is that a record? I mean, I'd be interested to know how.
I think
musician holds the title for playing on the most recorded pieces of music or records?
It's got to be up there. I bet it was not the record though.
Yeah,
I would bet not.
I think what was kind of terrifying was sitting across Don Henley at the.
He's a formidable guy.
So he agreed to do it.
Yeah. So he started the. He was in Concord for the 350th birthday of Henry David Thoreau.
Of course he was.
And so he was in there. He was there for for an event, and my family's involved with that organization, and we just asked if we could talk to him. We ended up talking to him. I'd met him a couple of times just through some of the events that they've had other than that.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyways, we ended up talking about Henry David Thoreau and environmentalism most of the, for 20 of the 25 minutes we talked to him, and we talked for about 5 minutes about music. But he's a really smart guy, really passionate guy, and he's known to be a little ornery, but he was a gentleman and very nice to us, and so I'm still a big fan, which is good.
Cause I'm still scared of him.
I'm a little frightened, but he's not as my friend. So
I like him though.
It's Chuck and Ronnie, hosts of Above the Basement podcast. Music, is it Boston Music? In conversation, is that the complete title?
That's the tagline.
That's the tag. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's play something from Carissa Johnson.
Great.
And we'll come back and we'll talk more about Don Henley.
Okay.
And whatever else.
Excellent. Love Carissa.
It's On the Town with Mikey D. I'm Angel. There's Chuck. Ronnie.
Trying so hard to love myself. Baby, makes a stranger a stranger? What makes a bad guy a villain? What makes a villain worth killing? No, we should know. I won't tell you like a baby, and I know you held me too. Cause things so warm and easy follow.
Fox from her Salt release. It's 91.5 WMFO. My name is Angela Wood. I host Boston Emissions. I'm hosting it tonight on the Town with Mikey D. I'm happy to say Mikey D entering what its 31st year this year. Mikey D was an enormous music fan, someone that I had the privilege of knowing, going to shows, dancing to the Sheila Devine with. I am here with Chuck and Ronnie, hosts of Above the Basement podcast, Online at AboveTheBasement.com.
Very good.
On all of the social haunts, as it were.
Everything but Snapchat. I don't know how to
that's
use
it,
that.
That's it, huh?
I don't know how to use it.
If that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
But yeah, we're on Twitter, which I don't use any either. I hate Twitter, but you know, what are you going to do? And what else are we on? Instagram, Facebook.
You're on Instagram, Facebook.
But our website.
We're on the Facebook.
But we're on the, yeah.
Books of Face.
Books of Face. We're on Facebook. So.
And you're on all the platforms. Like
we are. Radio Public, iTunes, Stitcher, all that stuff. So you can find us. If you just Google Boston Music Podcast, you'll find us. And so check us out. Subscribe. You can join our mailing list. There's pictures of Ron and various poses.
On You've been
website.
Doing some events and things, some live, hosting some live events. You record.
Yeah, we tried this out, a year and a half, 2 years ago, called a concert cast, where you see how they put those together, concert, and then there's a podcast.
Did it become a chaos cast?
It did, actually, the first one.
Been there.
But we tried to get an artist to come up live and then talk with them, bring them over to a table like this, and then we would have a little mini podcast, and then we'd have them play like a set at the end. We did it at City Winery Boston.
And then a Q&A with the audience, too. So we did it with Brent Shuttleworth.
Chris Trapper, who was from the Push Stars back in the day, and he's still traveling all the time. He's a great artist. And then we did A Far Cry, which is classical music. Mm. That was pretty interesting.
And Kabir Sen was the last one.
Oh, and Kabir Sen, of course.
Yes.
So you're not afraid to get fancy.
No, we'll get fancy. And we also did one recently with Gordon Eads. Gordon Eads is the Boston Red Sox official historian. He also used to be the beat writer for the Sox and the
They
Globe.
Have a lot of official things, the Red Sox. They have like the official sausage of the Red Sox.
Yeah, they do.
Actually, we met the sausage guy.
This is
guy.
The official radio program of the Boston
right.
Red Sox.
Ron's the official sausage of Above the Basement. Well,
thank you, Chuck. We met the sausage guy
that
is on
him.
Yawkey Way, and he was at
Hot
Stove Cool Music.
I like how
which
you guys
very
finish
cool.
each other's sentences. It's like you're married.
I know.
That's about 3 years of marriage.
Yeah, we've told. Yeah, we've
3 years of marriage, but we kind of courted for about 7 years before that.
Courted?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, it's right here at Tufts WFMO.
MFO.
Right? Oh, WMFO.
Yes.
Good job.
You mentioned 31 years, Mikey D's, right?
Yeah.
When did Guster start? 25 years ago, maybe, or maybe 30?
Here, too, right? They got their
they
born
started here.
Tufts University.
Yeah, Ryan Miller and Dalton Sim is their manager, and we talked with him, and then talked with Ryan Miller up in Vermont, and that was pretty wild. A little tough shout out there.
Ryan Miller, he's a character. I like the man a lot. He's a very interesting guy. But we did a episode with Gordon Eads. He interviewed Doris Kearns Goodwin, who is a historian. She's a presidential historian, and they talked baseball. We also raised about $13,000-$14,000 for ALS for the Pete Frates Foundation. You know, Pete with the Ice Bucket Challenge, and we're going to be doing another one in the fall with Razia, who started something called Razia's Ray of Hope. Which she builds schools for girls in Afghanistan. She's a Bostonian.
Incredible.
And she's an amazing woman, and we're going to have a big event there, and so we'll put that in our socials.
I hope we're going to have some Afghani music.
Don't
Afghani
you feel lazy when you meet these kinds of people?
Yeah.
I'm building schools in Afghanistan. I'm like, I clean my bathroom today.
Something that you could get killed for like all the time. So she is an amazing woman. She was that Time Person of the Year, like
incredible.
So that's going to be in the fall. And a lot of more live stuff. We're going to try to start doing, you know, more concerts and more sponsorships that way. And so it's going to be an exciting year, I think. Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
And also we'll be doing the, that's how we met you. Well, one of the ways we met you was I was interested in doing a retrospective on the Rock and Roll Rumble.
Yeah.
And now it's really going to be a retrospective because it was a couple months ago.
Yeah. Well, life things got in the way.
You know that we're having a 40th anniversary party. So,
really?
So it's not over.
I was not invited.
It's a year-long celebration.
Chuck, you got to come to the party and bring your stickers.
You're invited.
When is
it? You're cordially invited.
Where
Saturday, April 3rd at the Sinclair.
April? Oh, next year.
I'm sorry. August 3rd.
Okay. August 3rd at the Sinclair.
I don't know what's happening.
All right, sweet. Yeah, so we've got people lined up to talk to. We just haven't gotten around to talk. Well, I've talked to you. And
we actually tried to do that for a while too. Remember, like 2 years ago.
It took a while. Yeah. But we always.
I had every intention to do it.
Of course.
I knew we always end up
getting our. That's right. You're building schools and running from Al Qaeda.
Yes.
Right. I know. I understand.
And your bathroom was never clean at the time.
Still not.
No.
But yeah, so we're excited about this year, and I think it's been a blessing to be able to do this kind of stuff. It's amazing. We just got to start making it.
Well, we started a podcast and thought about, what it was like, oh, let's talk to Boston musicians, let's talk to people outside of Boston and blah, blah, blah. But then we realized it was more than just about the music. And then that's kind of what we got excited about, because the people had causes and people were interested in social issues or health or whatever.
Environment.
And
education, science.
And who knew that, what was it? You met the drummer, you played with the drummer in that band, French Lick.
Wick Grousbeck, who owns the Boston Celtics. He's a drummer for a band called French Lick.
Yeah.
Named for Larry Bird's hometown.
Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of... And, he's Perkins School of the Blind.
He's quite involved in that because his son is blind. And he's a board member there, and he's very involved in a lot of charities. He's a fantastic guy. And we just learn about all these different people who, like Alistair Mook, who wrote an album for kids with cancer. These musicians not only believe in their music, but they also believe in whatever causes they're doing, and that's what we've discovered.
Is that a prerequisite? Mm. They have to have some sort of other parallel world?
No, it certainly makes them more interesting, but usually it's a surprise.
But each of you have parallel worlds outside of doing a podcast, right? What's your other life like?
Well, you have a more interesting life other than me, than I do.
No, I have an interested life. Oh, remember what Liv and Sin Taylor told us?
Yes, I do.
We're not interesting, we're interested.
Just answer the question.
Stay curious, my friends.
Answer the
question. Yes, I work in the hospital. I'm a doc, and I'm very interested in music and how it can affect people's brains and help their recovery. So we're trying to do some research in that world. Chuck is a Merrill Lynch man, right, by trade?
Well, I used to work in finance, but as a on operations, and I used to be an actor years ago.
And, what have I seen you in?
Nothing.
Law and Order.
With the Wind?
His leg was in Law and Order.
Were you on SVU?
I was on Law and Order once.
His leg.
My leg.
Were you like the corpse?
I was juror number 13, I think.
Oh, nice.
I did this thing called Abducted by Aliens. It was like this TV show about it. And they dressed me in a little Speedo. They painted me blue from head to toe. And they shot it in negative. So I looked kind of like glowing. And then they pretended to do surgery on my chest.
I hope you get residuals on that.
I think I got $50. I'm not sure. I have it on VHS somewhere.
Nice.
So obviously my acting career went nowhere. But I've always played music, and this was just something that I started this podcast with Ronnie, and I got laid off around the same time, so it was just kind of serendipitous.
You're like, well, I'm going to do this now.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do.
Good plan.
And it's fun. I get to meet and hang out with people like you.
Who's going to be your next big get? Who are you hoping to get? Well, for Above the Basement
we
podcast.
We got that ukulele player. What's his name?
Oh, so next Wednesday the 19th, we're going to be in Lexington at Cary Hall.
Mm-hmm.
His name is, I'm going to botch it, sorry.
Jake
Shemakurburo. Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Shemakurburo?
Yeah, he is he's one of the best ukulele players on the planet, and he's from Hawaii, and he's touring all around. And I'm very sorry, Jake, that I just mispronounced your name. I'm looking it up as we speak.
I know he's listening.
But that's next
Jake?
Week. Yeah, he definitely is listening.
There's not a lot of hockey in Hawaii, so it's...
How are they doing, by the way? Does anybody know what the Bruins score is?
No, I don't think I want to look at it.
Let's just look at it after.
Okay. Yeah, we'll look at it after.
But who else is coming up, Chuck?
We've got Matt York this summer.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Mile 12, which is a Americana band. We've got a couple people from there coming. We're doing... We did Blue Man Group a couple years ago.
You got them to talk?
We got them to talk.
No, we didn't.
They just threw marshmallows at you for an hour? Well,
no, we got a blue man to talk without his blue makeup on, because that's a rule.
So technically he's not a blue man.
Right. So when they're in costume, they have to be in character.
No, Chuck tried to tickle them. He tried to just make them... They're very
method, right?
I didn't touch them. I did not touch them at all.
Yeah, but that was a really interesting conversation, though, I have to say. I was very interested in that conversation.
But we're going to do another one. They have the Blue Man Group Drum Off, where they have these...
Drum Off is a better name.
Drum Off? Yeah, so they do it in front of some judges, mm-hmm. and the winner gets like a $6,000 kit or something. It's pretty good. So we're going to do a episode at the Charles Playhouse.
Cool.
We're talking with some of the finalists, I guess.
All right.
Not with you, though. We're going to be talking with Jonathan Beakley. He's going to be a maker.
That's right. That's right.
Shout out to Jonathan.
I'm going to be in London, actually. Jake Shima...
It's in front of you. Can't even say it.
Shimabukuro.
Okay.
Shimabukuro?
I'll take your word for it.
He's awesome.
The Town with Mikey D. It's WMFO 91.5 in Medford. Chuck and Ronnie, yes. They host Above the Basement podcast. You can just search Above the Basement. You will find it. Or Boston...
Boston Music Podcast.
Music
or
Podcast.
If you search
or
Above
Boston
the Basement.
Conversation. Or...
Or if you have an iPhone, just go to your purple app or whatever it is and type in Above the Basement.
It says podcast. It's a podcast app. Yeah.
And then there you have it. 139 episodes thus far.
Yes.
Very nice. Right.
And Angel is number...
126? Something. 6, 7?
Mm, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please stay. Please hang out.
Thank you.
Megan Tracy is going to join us in just a moment. And at 10:30, a live performance from Graveyard of the Atlantic. Woo. It sounds so very serious.
It's like hearing both.
Let's hear some music from This Bliss. It's WMFO.
Thank you.